Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not an awesome day in terms of what happened around the Metroplex last night. And it did impact the sports world. The storms. We were talking earlier about Tyler Sagan's house that he's currently trying to sell. He had already moved everything out of that house. Apparently, Mike Hiker reporting that Ben Bishop's house got hit. So he's not with the Stars today.
Yeah, but he and his family are fine, but he was not at morning skate. And Anton Khudobin is in goal tonight for the Stars against Ottawa at the AAC.
Okay, and right along with that, Shippy, I saw that Brad Townsend was talking about apparently a lot of some of the Mavericks. You know, a lot of these players have homes in Preston Hollow. Yes. Heck, our buddy Mark Folliwell lives near there, and I don't know if you saw any of the pictures he posted. Gigantic trees uprooted. Here's the Brad Townsend tweet, though. He said, hard hit Preston Hollow is a popular living area for Mavs players who have families. And he says single guys tend to live downtown. I'm told at least one player's home sustained some damage. Physically, he's okay, but they don't know how extensive Mavs had their practice. So, you know, that could just turn your life upside down. We were talking about what Jared Sandler had to sustain with the damage to his house. And we saw up close with Jared how it turns your life upside down. Our buddy Scott Tomlin, PR for the Mavs, during the last storms, he lived over there in that North Dallas area. His house was destroyed. So there's a lot of people that don't have power, a lot of Tolos that are sort of figuring out where they're going to go right now. So if you're in that situation, we feel for you. Fortunately, though, we have not seen any reports of major injuries or even worse, lives being lost. So that is the one positive out of all this. Stephen Jones will be calling in shortly, but let's talk about a guy who's made the most of his available field time, a guy who's consistently written off, not on this show, but I think by the Cowboys coaching staff, and that's Jordan Lewis. Once again, he was out there and made a lot of big plays and is, I don't know the long-term effect of Anthony Brown's injury. Obviously, with a bye week coming, he's not going to need to play for another 2 weeks, but don't need to be taken, Jordan. If this is a meritocracy, Jordan Lewis does not need to be taken off the field.
No, he's earned it. He's earned the right, and he's just a ball hawk, and they don't have anybody like that. He's a big play guy. He helps create turnovers. He got the big sack. There's no reason to take him off the field.
No.
I mean, I understand Rashard likes taller DBs. I get it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, Cheeto last night, is guarding Alshon Jeffrey in the end zone, and he had like a 75-inch vertical to try to contest a pass. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry, you're not going to find a lot of 6'4 corners. So Right. Just go, and regardless, just go with who the best players are that are here right now. Jordan Lewis should be playing way more.
And I would think he would need to play KT until he gets torched.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, to me, it's a thing where because Anthony Brown, and luckily we have a bye week and he can heal up, because Anthony Brown can play both inside and outside, then I think it's a thing where they should just kind of mix and match a little bit. Maybe Anthony Brown moves outside and Cheeto comes off the field for a series. You know, I still don't know like how I'd feel because it is a very small sample size on Jordan's ledger. I don't know how he would stack up over the course of a year in terms of coverage and all that stuff versus Anthony Brown and Cheeto. I really don't know. But because you have some flexibility with those guys, why not mix and match and get him a little more playing time when they are all healthy? You know, mm-hmm. It just makes sense. He's the type of guy who finds a way to make something happen at all times. And it's time after time after time. You need that guy out there. So I'm on board with it. I'm not trying to put anyone on the bench at all. No one has to be on the bench. You can just, someone's going to have to sit almost like a pickup basketball game where someone's got to be on the bench.
Dudes don't end up playing the whole game in any sport. I mean, he's a guy that's earned being out there. One of the really funny things, too, from yesterday, did you guys see the Tank Lawrence stuff after the game about Doug Peterson?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love this quote. After the game, Tank was asked about it, and he said on Friday, remember that Tank said about Peterson, shut his ass up and stay on the sidelines. Last night, he followed up with, I told him to shut up, didn't I? All right, what do you think he's doing now? Don't ask me about that man no more. Beautiful stuff from Tank, and beautiful stuff here joining us. Right now, it's the COO of the Dallas Cowboys. It's our buddy, Stephen Jones. How are we doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Doing well.
It's amazing what 37-10 does for the mood of everybody. I mean, obviously, you guys won in every facet of the game, but was there anything last night that was more important for you guys than any other aspect of that game?
You know, I think we've talked about it all last week, whether, you know, the whole organization, whether it was Jerry, Jason, myself, the players, you know, we needed to start fast and, you know, turn drives into touchdowns, and that's what we did. And the defense obviously helped that along in a big way, creating those two turnovers early, and we cashed in with touchdowns. And, you know, it's exactly what the doctor ordered for this team. And, you know, I just think when we get off to a start like that, then, you know, we settle in and everything falls into place, and it's good. Now, it didn't hurt that we had our two tackles out there. I think Dak looked a lot more comfortable in the pocket, and having Amari and Cobb back out there was huge, and then, of course, Byron as well. So, you know, you never want to, you know, have any excuses, but it certainly was good to have them back.
There's a lot of talk about contracts, and everybody's looking at certain games saying, hey, they should go talk to Steven after a win, or and Jerry after a win, or don't talk to him after a loss. Right now would be a great time for Britt Brown to come talk to you guys about a raise.
Well, I agree. He won the Heisman. I told him last night after the game he deserved the game ball, and obviously did a great job of getting these guys in a place where they could not only go out and play, but play well. And, you know, Monday, we were very concerned if we'd get any of them. And, you know, testament to Britt, but also a testament to the pros that we have on this team, whether it's Tyron or Lyle or Amari or Cobb or Byron, they stepped up and got the job done. Now we got a bye week. We can really, you know, really make some ground up. And then, of course, I know Anthony was dying to play as well, but that was the smart thing to do with him, to hold him. And but figure we'll be playing with a full hand. I think we've gotten some pretty good news on both Layton and Quinn, and feel good with their prognosis that they should be ready to go as well. So, you know, it's a good thing to do, have a huge division win against the Eagles going into a bye week, and hopefully we'll make the most of it in terms of getting well, and got some other guys that hadn't been missing any time but could use the time off as well. So, you know, it couldn't come at a better time in our mind.
You know how it goes, Stephen. When you win and you put up numbers, boy, the offensive coordinator was a genius, and when you're not scoring, golly, you guys don't know how to call any plays, but there are adjustments that are made throughout the year. Is there anything different that you guys implemented for this game offensively that maybe you've learned over the first 6 weeks that the offense was a little, it was just way more productive this time around? Did that have to do with what you guys did differently approach-wise, or y'all just executed perfectly yesterday? What was that about?
I think it's execution. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Kellen, he didn't go up and draw up a bunch of new plays last week. You know, we've got our install, we've got our offense. We've just got to go out and execute. And as I, you know, as I mentioned to you, when you're missing your two tackles and you're playing with two younger receivers, you know, everything's a little different. We all know what Amari meant to this offense when we brought him in last year. It put everybody in the right spot. It made Gallup his natural spot as a two. And obviously Beasley was playing the slot anyway. And then you've got a true number one. Everything kind of falls into place. And then you're able to execute. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows what to expect. Dak knows where to expect people. And I think that's what happened yesterday. Now, you know, to me, the bigger thing that we've got to learn from this is, you know, the injuries are going to happen. And, you know, at some point we're going to be challenged to overcome, you know, to overcome those injuries. And obviously, you know, we feel like we can do a better job. We've got the depth. to do it, and we've got to do a better job when we do have an injury of overcoming that. And I think we will. I think we'll learn, learn from these last three games, and when we do have to overcome an injury, and hopefully we'll execute better and do a better job.
So obviously, while the game was going on, tornadoes were touching down in North Dallas, and I think maybe over in that part of town where you guys are, somewhere close to you over there, perhaps. And just curious, did you guys get impacted by the storms at all last night when you got home? Did you notice anything?
We missed it, but certainly our heart goes out to a lot of our friends who, were up in that Northwest Highway to Forest area where those things hit, especially right there at Royal and Preston and the Preston Hollow area. We have some dear friends that we're certainly thinking about, and just a terrible, terrible thing when you're home. All your belongings and things, your things that your family loves, get damaged. So tough, tough night, and certainly our prayers are going out to those people.
Obviously, you guys are going to let players have a significant rest here with the bye week. What is it like for the front office over the course of the next week or so?
It's just we'll be doing a self-eval, obviously, and making sure there's not something, out there that we can improve our football team. We can take a deep breath here. We don't really, have anything on the front burner in terms of, things that we're looking at. But, you're always looking for a way to get better. And certainly I know we'll sit down with Will during this bye week and look at and see if there's anything out there that's better than what we have, and see if there's any upgrades, that might be optional for us. And we'll go from there.
All right, so we're talking to Stephen Jones, the CEO of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. So with the bye week happening now, a lot of people see that as a logical point in which you guys might revisit some of these contractual situations, and not asking you to get into specifics by any means, but is this kind of an ideal time to kind of fish or cut bait, so to speak, on some of these ongoing contract discussions?
Those are so hard to speculate on. I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, it takes momentum. It takes, it takes both sides wanting to get a deal done. And certainly, we want to, everybody knows where we stand with both Dak and Amari. And we would certainly feel comfortable visiting. But at the same time, they've got to feel comfortable as well. And we'll just kind of take that day to day and see if there's an opportunity. If there is, we'll jump all over.
Well, Stephen, thank you for the time. Congratulations on the win. Enjoy your bye week, and we'll talk to you later, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Stephen Jones, obviously a happy man. That is what they needed. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Let's get an update on all those injury situations. Let's get some insight as to what the Cowboys do over the course of the next week or so. Let's check in with Mickey Spagnola next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.